Oversized teeth, sharp claws, speed, and gargantuan size led experts to first believe that this was a predator with few adversaries.
First of all, I don't think that any sane animal would try to engage with this huge short-faced bear. In fact, it probably was the bully of the plains. So no doubt would have been very intimidating for other carnivores to come across. If in fact another carnivore would come into the scene, I would hope that that carnivore had friends with it.
By studying its skeletal design and comparing it to the grizzly bear, experts believe the Arctodus would use its sheer size to stun its victim.
It goes straight in, and these bears, being extremely large size, are going to have this tremendous impact, rear up on the hind legs, show how big they are, which really magnifies this size, spread out those front paws, and open that big mouth, show those big teeth. I think that would scare almost anything away.
Even though he's a massive animal, he can still sustain injury. So the first thing you want to do is you want to chase away your potential rival. But if that doesn't work, then you go to step two.
Scientists determined that using all its weight, the bear was particularly well adapted to attack in close quarters.
These short-faced bears would have been well adapted for close combat. And so at close distance, these exceptionally long arms with the big claws would have been really efficient tools for knocking away other predators.
But by standing on its hind legs, the bear would reveal a vulnerable spot, its soft underbelly.
If you try to attack the bear when it's in that position, then its forepaws are in perfect position to take a swipe at you. And if you come in too close, then you are going to become a participant in the famous bear hug, which is not also going to have a happy ending, especially because then it can reach down and bite you at that time, too.